Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In today's FMM, we will look at the afternoon Korban Tamid. As I mentioned in the last FMM, in many ways, the afternoon Tamid is similar to the morning Tamid. So I would recommend reviewing the FMMs about the morning Korban Tamid. To assist you in reviewing the morning Tamid, I have sent a list of the previous FMMs and their topics. If anything is unclear or you'd like me to send any of the recorded FMMs about the Korban Tamid, please do not hesitate to ask. And now, once we've refreshed our memories about the Korban Tamid in the morning, let's now go on to the afternoon Korban Tamid. The Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Tamidin Umusafin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, that in many ways, as just mentioned, the afternoon Tamid is similar, even identical, to the morning Tamid. Like the morning Tamid, a second lamb is kept and examined 4 days ago, and it's also checked today, and it's shechted and brought on the Mizbeach together with the soles, with the fine flour, and it's also brought with the wine, the nesachim, just like in the morning. In addition, the inner golden Mizbeach is prepared and cleaned in the afternoon, just as it's cleaned in the morning. And the menorah also is cleaned and relit in the afternoon, just like in the morning. And another similarity is the ketores. The ketores is brought in the afternoon as well, on the inner Mizbeach, just like it is in the morning. However, it is brought a little differently than it is in the morning, and we'll come back to that in a moment, Emir Tashem. And another similarity is the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. That Korban Mincha, the Chavitin, is the special Korban Mincha of the Kohen Gadol that is brought every day in the morning, and it's also brought with the Korban Tamid in the afternoon. Excuse me. So again, the afternoon Tamid is similar in a number of ways to the morning Tamid. However, having said that, there are also a few differences. For example, the Trumas Hadeshen, the removing of some of the ashes from the outer Mizbeach, takes place in the morning, but not in the afternoon. In addition, we learned about the mitzvah to bring two logs, Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, two logs are every morning are placed on the Mizbeach, onto the main fire, the Ma'aracha HaGedola. Two additional logs are brought in the afternoon as well. However, in the morning, it's one Kohen who brought the logs, and in the afternoon, it is two Kohanim who bring the logs. Another difference between the morning Tamid and the afternoon Tamid is about the lotteries that are performed in the Beis HaMikdash. We learned that there are four lotteries every morning for a whole variety of avodos in the Beis HaMikdash. And we learned that the third lottery, the third of those four lotteries, determines who will bring the ketores on the inner golden Mizbeach. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tamidin Umusafin, Perek Dal Halacha Ches, that the first lottery, the second lottery, and the fourth lottery are not repeated in the afternoon. Rather, all of the Kohanim who were chosen to perform the avodos in the morning also perform those very avodos in the afternoon. However, the third lottery is indeed repeated in the afternoon. In other words, it's a fifth lottery. A fifth lottery is performed in the afternoon to determine who will bring the ketores. Remember that the ketores may only be brought by a Kohen who never brought the ketores in his life. Remember the expression, chadashim li ketores. So there needs to be an additional lottery in the afternoon, a fifth lottery to decide the new Kohen who will bring the ketores in the afternoon with the afternoon Korban Tamid. There are other differences between the morning Tamid and the afternoon Tamid, but for now we will suffice with one more difference. We learned about the brachos with which the Kohanim bless the people every single morning. However, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tfilah, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Yudalid, that the Kohanim do not repeat their brachos in the afternoon. We do have Birkas Kohanim at Musaf and at Ne'ilah, and in theory, we would have Birkas Kohanim at at Mincha too, but we're afraid that the Kohanim have eaten before Mincha and may have had some wine, and we're afraid that they may be drunk. So we do not have Birkas Kohanim at Mincha. But again, in Eretz Yisrael and in some communities in Chutz La'aretz, we do have Birkas Kohanim at Shacharis, at Musaf, and at Ne'ilah, but in the Beis HaMikdash, Birkas Kohanim only takes place in the morning. And with this FMM, we, Baruch Hashem, have completed learning briefly about a day in the life of the Beis HaMikdash through the lens of the Korban Tamid. In the next FMMs, we will, Emir Tzashem, talk about the Beis HaMikdash on other days, like on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, etc. And in the meantime, Emir Tzashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.